Battleground, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on. For that nightlight is out of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, this section on spiritual warfare from the Apostle Paul to the Ephesian believers. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and then he goes on to say, stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with. And then he describes the spiritual armor that we have accessible to us. Many people go through life expecting it to be easy and fun, like a playground built solely for their enjoyment and amusement. As the Bible makes clear, however, that notion is far from the truth. Life is, in fact, a battleground. As a Christian pastor, Adrian Rogers, said, you're in a battle for your soul, a battle for your family, a battle for your community, and you cannot be neutral. Each day we face an enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and to destroy. We're engaged in a very real spiritual battle against the forces of evil and darkness in this fallen world, and if we're not vigilant and prepared, we'll be caught off guard and overcome. Thankfully, God doesn't leave us defenseless. Once we understand it's a battleground, Ephesians 6 teaches us that we can have the whole armor of God to put on, the belt of truth. You must speak the truth in the situations that you're in, or Satan wins. He is a deceiver. The breastplate of righteousness, that's where we make right choices based on the truth of the Word of God in our day-to-day experiences, and we're going to find that that wins in the spiritual warfare when we do the next right thing. And then our feet fitted with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the gospel wherever we go, whatever situation we're in or go through, be ready to proclaim the name of Jesus and the salvific work on the cross so that others can be brought into the kingdom of God and transformed, so that every journey we're on is not just about making it through another day, but it's about presenting the gospel to somebody during that journey. The shield of faith. Faith is that which helps us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Satan will shoot his lies at you and shoot his arrows of temptation at you, but when we stand firm in the faith and the core truths of the Word of God, we are shielded from those fiery darts. The helmet of salvation, having a salvation, so that you know that you know that you know that you are a blood-bought, born-again son or daughter of God. And then also the sword of the Spirit. I'm convinced that so many people are devastated in spiritual battle because they have no idea how to use the weaponry that God has granted to us. And the big part of that weaponry is the Word of God. You have to know it if you're going to live it and use it in spiritual warfare. So get into God's Word and get God's Word into you. Do it every day. Every day. When we put on the full armor of God through prayer and living by His Word, we are equipped to face the enemy's attacks. We can stand our ground, not in our own strength, but in the mighty power of God. Life is indeed a battleground, not a playground, but in Christ we have everything we need to withstand in the evil day and to emerge victorious. So suit up, soldier. Take your stand on the unshakable promises of God's Word and fight the good fight, knowing your ultimate triumph is sure in Jesus. Mighty Father God, you know that we are engaged in serious spiritual conflict. Everyone under the sound of my voice has some area of spiritual battle going on right now. I'm asking that you help them to be more than conquerors. I'm asking, God, that you move them from victory to victory. I'm asking that you allow no weapon formed against them to prosper. Allow them, God, to move forward in holy boldness in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.